103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Of 3.2 Dublin City FM. This is The Sod Show. Good afternoon. Last week, The Sod Show was at Glasnevin Cemetery, and we'll be heading back there in the next couple of weeks for more of that story. There's lots more to tell. But linking today's programme and last week's programme, Benjamin Franklin once said, "There is nothing in the world more certain except death and taxes." Cemeteries and today's programme. Today we're talking with the Revenue Commissioners about the Home Improvement Incentive Scheme, the HRI, and you can get work done in your house, at your principal property, and your garden, and your drive, and landscaping, and get tax credits back if your contractor is tax compliant, and if you are tax compliant with the household charge and the local property tax, also known as LPT. Peter Donegan will be talking with the Revenue Commissioners in a moment. But first, we do have to thank them. They are our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. You can check them out on the internet at greensacks.ie and check them out in the supermarket too, where you can pick them up. Okay, pencils at the ready, taking notes. Listen up, folks. Here's how you can save yourself a bit of money.
So I'm coming to you from Two Spots Cafe in Bereva in Swords. It is Friday. It is 3 p.m. and in association with greensacks.ie, welcome to The Sod Show. In my company is...
Pat Molan from the Revenue Commissioners. And I'm here to talk about the Home Renovation Incentive, which was introduced by the Minister in the budget speech last October. And the scheme is operational since the 25th of October 2013.
Pat, for those who aren't aware of you, what is your role, I suppose, within the Revenue... Do I call it the Revenue Commissioners, or do I call it... Revenue Commissioners is good. What's your role there? What's your title? How long are you working there?
I'm Principal Officer with the Revenue Commissioners, based between Limerick and Dublin. And among other things, I'm the Project Manager with the Home Renovation Incentive. So I've spent most of my career with Revenue. I spent some of my earlier years in a number of other departments, but Revenue is where I've been for the last 30-odd years.
For those who aren't aware, and for those who are listening in podcast in the UK and in the States and in Australia, etc., in particular for those who are maybe thinking of getting, in this case, their gardens done, but also home renovations, inverted commas, can you explain in short what the system is, the HRI is?
Yes, the it's an incentive to stimulate the construction sector primarily, particularly at the lower end of the construction sector. And it will give a tax incentive to those who invest to renovate or repair or build on to their principal private residence by using tax-compliant contractors. So I suppose there's two angles to it. One is that it's a tax incentive for the homeowner to spend some money, and it's also an incentive to use tax-compliant contractors, and in that way to address some of the work that's perhaps currently going on in the shadow economy. So there's a number of different angles that we're aiming at with the incentive.
This is, it's an intricate thing, and I've got a kind of a formula of how I want to answer this, so hopefully I'll answer anybody's questions. If I don't, you can at Sod Show on Twitter, and we do have access to Pat, who said that he will answer any questions that we get kind of on an individual basis where it's kind of required or in general if it's in an overall thing. So don't worry if you haven't been in touch with us already. We will make sure that all the questions are answered, but hopefully the show does it for you first. So listen to the show in full, if it's in podcast or live in radio, and then come back to us if you have any answers. Hopefully we'll get to them whilst being there. Just to put a couple of, there's, I suppose when I was inverted commas Googling this, there was one or two articles that I did read. One in particular was with the Irish Independent. It was written by Mark Keenan. Just to put a couple of notes to you, he does note that there is a HRI contractors register. Is that correct?
No, it's up to homeowners to engage with their own contractors. And again, I'd reiterate the point that use tax compliant contractors. There's a danger always in doing the quick cash deal or a deal for cash where the contractor is not going to pay any tax. And the risk is that if he's taking shortcuts with his tax, he's perhaps taking shortcuts with your renovations as well. So this incentive is to encourage homeowners to use tax-compliant and tax-registered contractors, and certainly to keep away from those who are offering what looks like attractive cash deals. And there's the old saying that if it looks too good to be true, the chances are it is too good to be true.
Okay, one of the other things, and this isn't anything against Mark, I know the article was written in early January, but at the same token, as a landscape contractor myself, there were just some of the things that I kind of picked up on. Mark also notes that you should, or he recommends that you should hold back your cash on your contractor until he files the relevant paperwork.
In a sense, maybe that was a little bit of guidance given to taxpayers where they had some concerns with the contractor that they engage. But I think in the vast majority of cases where you engage with tax-compliant contractors, there will be no need to withhold any tax. That, again, was part of the interim arrangements before the electronic system is available, and that will be available in very early April.
Okay, the other thing Mark notes, and I do need to go through this because it's a new scheme to me, it's a new scheme to everybody. It would have been new to Mark as well. So again, no offence to Mark, no offence to anybody. It's just what is written there. And when we put this out online, there were a couple of people came in with some concerns to themselves. This one topped the poll by a long way. And in particular, the next bit, Mark notes paperwork to ask from your contractor. He mentions a VAT number. That should kind of come as standard, I would gather, for a registered. I say registered. By registered, we mean somebody who is paying tax as a limited company.
Yes, one of the conditions of hiring a tax-compliant contractor is that they must be registered for VAT. And again, any registered contractor will have his headed paper, which will display his VAT number. So again, if he can produce that, you will see that he is tax registered.
Okay, the next one is a tax clearance certificate, and Mark recommends getting a photocopy.
Pending the introduction of the electronic system, we're asking homeowners to ensure that the contractor they engage is properly tax compliant. They can do that in one of two ways. One is by producing a tax clearance certificate, and the second way is most of these contractors will be within the relevant contracts tax system. Now, to some people that will mean nothing, but to contractors they will be very familiar with it, and you can ask them to produce evidence of their compliance, which will mean a rate of RCT of either 0 or 20%. Again, on our homeowners guide, on our website, we have a copy of both of those documents. The contractor will be very familiar with either of them, and once he can show either the tax clearance certificate or that he has a rate of 0 or 20% of RCT, he'll be regarded as tax compliant for revenue purposes.
Okay, and from a contractor's perspective, it's been a long time since I have been asked to produce a tax clearance certificate, or I know the RCT certs are not relevant, and Mark does note where relevant, a copy of your RCT cert. So we'll get to the RCT cert in a minute, but me producing a copy of my tax clearance certificate, let's say I build your garden tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening I want to get paid the 22 bazillion pounds that we have agreed to as payment for it. How do I best or most easily go about getting a copy of a tax clearance certificate?
Again, you can apply online for a tax clearance certificate and you will have it out within 2 to 3 days. It's a very efficient, very, very good system as well.
Excellent. Well, that answers that one. And Mark also notes receipts of every penny that you pay over. I assume if I'm building a garden that costs €5,500, I, in short, hand an invoice over at the end of that contractual, whether it's a 1 week garden build approximately, I just hand you an invoice.
Yes, and that's perfect. Again, depending on the size of the works being carried out, if it's building works and maybe garden works included, there may be stage payments. So we'd be asking the homeowner to ensure that every payment that you hand over, that you get a receipt. And again, there will be an obligation on the contractor when the system is available to enter details of the individual contract works and to enter details of the payments that he has received, because the payments will form the basis of the tax credit application that the homeowner will submit.
Okay, and just finally, just to clarify this point, there is no HRI contractors register.
Correct. There's no HRI contractors register. When we talk about a registered contractor, we are talking in revenue about a contractor who's registered for VAT.
Excellent. Okay, so we're getting places. Okay, so that's the stuff that we found online kind of cleared up. The next question, this is a big one, and I know on the Horticulture Ireland, which is the trade LinkedIn page set up by Barry Lupton, there are one or two questions. I'll get to them in a minute, of what is covered by the incentive. So you can go outside of the remit of gardens for a moment if you wish.
Essentially, all works that qualify for 13.5% VAT. So that's your attic conversions, your extension, your driveway, your windows, installation of new windows and doors, installation of fitted kitchen, installation, purchase and installation of fitted kitchens, bathrooms. I suppose it's nearly easier to cover what isn't included, and what isn't included are your white goods, and that would be your fridge, washing machine, dishwasher, televisions and carpets. They all qualify for VAT at rate of 23% and would be outside the scope of the scheme. So for example, if you were getting maybe your new fitted kitchen and you include in the overall purchase price the supply and fitting of maybe a fridge and a dishwasher, your invoice, the invoice that you get from the kitchen installer will show the kitchen and installation of the kitchen at 13.5% and then will show the white goods at 23%.
Okay, and just to clarify this one again, for those who are listening at home, if you go down to your local super duper garden centre superstore and you buy all of your plants there, you buy them in your local garden centre and you buy some trellising and you buy some decking or whatever you like to buy, and you put it all together in your garden, that is not covered under the HRI scheme. Yep, correct. Okay, I just got the nod there. If, however, you employ a registered contractor who installs all of those pieces that you went by, he installs them at a rate of 13.5%, so therefore it's covered. The scheme also only covers amounts of €5,000, that's including VAT. So it's €5,000 inclusive of VAT at 13.5%, and it goes up to a range of?
Of 30,000. And I suppose there's an important point to make here, that it doesn't necessarily have to be your 5,000, which includes VAT. It doesn't have to be all in one job. It can be a number of jobs with a number of different contractors, but providing the overall total over the duration of the scheme comes to the minimum of 5,000, including VAT, you will get 13.5% back on the expenditure. There is a cap, and the cap is that the tax credit is capped on expenditure of 30,000, that's before VAT. But the tax credit on the maximum is an amount of 4,050. So it's not insignificant. It is a good tax credit to get back.
It's more than enough to bring your good lady away on a nice weekend, says you. We're going to pause it there for a minute. Do bear in mind, folks, before we take that wee little pause, and I'll come back to those two questions that I have from LinkedIn just after the break, but do bear in mind, this is podcast. If you're unsure, rewind it back. Also of note, we're on facebook.com/TheSodShow and @SodShow on Twitter. If you have any queries or you like what you hear, let us know what you think. Okay, talk to you after this. Brian, it's back to you in the studio.
Fascinating stuff, Peter. The Finance Bill 2013 provides for a Home Renovation Incentive, HRI, scheme, which will run from the 25th of October 2013. So it's already in place until the 31st of December 2015. So you better get moving. 103.2 Dublin City FM, at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, sodshow.com for the last 3 years of back catalogue of this show. We're three, I can't believe it, it's amazing. What we're going to do is go back to Barrowiva, back to Swords and Two Spots Coffee, and Peter is talking with the taxman.
It's the Sod Show. We are still coming to you from Two Spots Cafe in Barrowiva. No better place to meet one of the head dons of the Revenue Commissioners to speak to you about the newly introduced HRI scheme, which in short gives you a little bit back for you spending a little bit of money. What does it give you back? Well, between 5 and 30,000, it'll give you the VAT at 13.5% back via forms of tax credits. We'll get to the explaining of the difference between a tax refund and a tax credit, but in short, you're getting money back into your pocket by some way or another. Two questions of note in Pat. One was from Derek Murphy. And Derek notes, hey, Peter, he has a joke in here. He says, I disagree with you on one thing. I am the best looking. Keep your sense of humour to yourself, Derek. I'll thank you for that one. But on a serious note, he says, can I ask the lovely person, that's you, can a company like mine that can build and landscape get extra credit on behalf of the client? Or will the job have to be split, i.e. one price for the build and one price for the landscaping? Thanks a thousand, Derek.
The tax, yes, the whole lot can be included as one job. There's no need to split the jobs. And this obviously will apply to a lot of renovations going on. What we'd ask is that when the details are being entered onto the system, there will be a drop-down menu where you will select the type of works that are being carried out. And where there's more than one type of works being carried out, just select the most prominent type of works, whether that's the extension or whether that's the garden. Select one or the other. It can all go in as one, assume one job.
Okay, the next question is in from Helen Rock. I know Helen quite well. Helen, how are you? And she says, it's a great idea and a great service, Peter. Thank you. You're most welcome, Helen, and thank you. You're right about the Revenue Commissioner not being user-friendly, she notes. Pat, don't take any offence to that. It's a maze, she notes. My question, does the VAT-back scheme cover the conservation of period windows, whether in houses, glasshouses, orangeries, listed farm buildings, and so on? Helen.
That's an unusual question. The first part of it, yes, I can answer. If it's if it's doing up the windows in the main residence, yes, it is covered. The others, I think I'll have to go back to Helen. Separately and talk to her. I need to find out the relationship, say, between some of the buildings and the house. My inclination is, at a quick glance, is that they wouldn't qualify, but perhaps some of them would. But I need to talk to Helen about the location in the garden, whether they're connected and part and parcel of the main home.
One of the notes that I did note online or did find online was that the person's property ID, this is pre the online thing coming in, so is it end of April or approximate April, the dates we're talking of, the online system coming in, but pre that, if a homeowner loses their property ID, some people tell me I should note that on the invoice that I hand the client. Is that correct? And what if a homeowner loses their property ID?
Yes, the property ID is the numeric that will identify the home where the homeowner is entitled to the tax credit. The property ID is located on any correspondence that the homeowner gets on local property tax. Now, I know people will perhaps have mislaid their most recent local property tax letters, but you can get one reissued if you go onto the Revenue website and at the moment go into the LPT, the local property tax section of the website, and you can get your property ID reissued. When our electronic system is available in early April, you can also go in there and get your local property tax ID reissued from that section as well.
Okay, these are very well answered questions, I should say. Okay, can the homeowner check if their details have been entered on the system? Obviously, again, once the system comes into place, the online system, that is.
Most certainly they can. The homeowner will be able to go on and look up to see that the contractor has entered details of the works. and enter details of all the payments. And it's essential that they do check, because unless the details are on record, the homeowner will not be able to claim back the tax credit. But again, it's a very, it'll be a very, very simple means of getting in using their property ID that they will have given to the contractor. But they'll use their own unique PIN that they will have themselves with their property ID and their PPS number. And that will allow them to view all of the works associated with their main home that have been entered by the contractor, and all payments that have been entered along with the details of the 13.5% VAT as well.
Okay, so let me just break this one down. I do your garden. Number one, I ask for 50% upfront. Ideally, based on this system, I should possibly give you, I say possibly, but I think if you know the contractor by your reputation, that kind of solves a lot of boxes in the first place. But I should, if you didn't know me, you were a little bit unsure, I should give you maybe an invoice for, let's say it's €5,000, I should give you an invoice for €2,500, and you can literally set up your laptop in your kitchen and say, Peter, will you enter my details? Is that a better way to do it and just put everybody's mind at ease?
Absolutely, yes. The contractor will be going in through his Ross, using his Ross ID. So if he has the Ross application on his laptop and there's broadband in the house, yes, he will be able to do it there and then. Otherwise, he may have to wait until he gets into his own premises to enter the details. But the following, either that night or the following day, the homeowner should be able to go in and look up to ensure that the payment details have been entered.
And along, ideally, and again, the system isn't in practice. So, you know, if you're listening to this in 2014, heading to 2015, things may have slightly changed. Do you remember the old ATM cards in 1982? I remember my dad telling me you could run from one bank to the far side of the road and it really hadn't registered. There may be an element of that again. And that's me talking, not the revenue commissioners. But in theory, we should be working A-OK. Two more questions. One is, my invoice really shouldn't look any different, but I can't put the homeowner's property ID number on that?
Yes, you can. And if it will help, maybe later that evening when the contractor is entering the details, yes, by all means, put the property ID. It's a piece of shared information. It's not personal. What is personal from the homeowner's point of view is their PPS number and the PIN number that goes with the property ID. They should be retained personally and not given to the contractor.
Okay. Does being a member of any group, and I say group, any lobbying group, any construction industry federation group, any landscaping group, any group at all that has to do with anything to do with trades, make me a limited business or make me part of this scheme almost immediately? I'm blowing some myths and some questions that came in out of the water, you might say.
Absolutely not. It's up to each individual to ensure that they're tax compliant. The membership of a federation, in a sense, is incidental to the scheme.
Okay, and finally, why was landscaping made part of the scheme? Because am I right in saying it's not generally speaking, it's more the building things or the farming things that tends to get the grants. It's not usually the landscaping side of it.
Well, I suppose when we talk about a principal private residence, we talk about the home and the garden that surrounds it. We're talking about the driveway here. So if you're getting your driveway done, it also qualifies. So we're talking about the person's main home, their garden, driveway, and within the confines of the property itself. Not only the building, but the surround as well.
Okay, this is the big one for the homeowners, when can homeowners claim their tax credit back? And it's not a tax refund, it's a tax credit.
They can claim it from January 2015, and that's in respect of any works carried out and paid for from the 25th of October last up to the 31st of December 2014. So they can claim it from January 15, and it'll be spread in, the tax credit will be spread in two equal instalments between 2015 and 2016. Now, some people might not fully understand what a tax credit is. Tax credit means that you're paying less tax in your wages. So you'll be getting more money in your pay packet, whether that's weekly, fortnightly or monthly.
Excellent. Okay. Are there conditions that a homeowner, whatever about the contractor, are there conditions for the homeowners to qualify for this?
A few, yes. The homeowner must be local property tax compliant and compliant with the household charge as well. And that's essentially it. And again, looking at the compliance levels, they are very, very high. So I'd expect that the vast majority of people who are taking part in the HRI scheme would be compliant with the LPT and household charge.
Okay. And I suppose finally, just to thank you and also to thank Two Spots Coffee for the use of their facilities. My own garden is mid-flow, I should add, and I can't claim that one back. There's a joke in there somewhere. But if people want to find out any more information, obviously we'll have all of the links to this. If you're driving, that's absolutely fine. If you're listening to a podcast and you're unsure of which show or where to find the show notes, again, at Sod Show on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSodShow. The back catalogue is up on sodshow.com, where you can search revenue in the search box on the website. But again, if you're unsure, just hit us on Twitter and ask us which show. But if people want to head to your own site, it's revenue.ie. Is that the best place to go to find out more information?
Yes, www.revenue.ie, and down at the bottom right-hand corner, there is an icon for home renovation incentive, and in there we have the homeowner's guide and a very comprehensive series of frequently asked questions. Again, we'll be updating that when the system goes live in early April. And again, we're continually updating our frequently asked questions as issues arise.
Okay. Pat Boland, thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're down in Limerick yesterday to come up to Dublin to talk to us on the Sideshow. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Our sincere thanks to Pat Molan of the Revenue Commissioners for making himself available to the Sod Show. 103.2 Dublin City FM. Our thanks also to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at greensacks.ie. Check them out in the supermarket also. Our thanks to Peter Donegan, our producer, to Katrina Redmond, who is on the blogs and also on production, and whoever is managing the Facebook. Get over to Facebook. All the announcements I've no time to mention are on facebook.com/TheSodShow. If you want to get on the show, you have to contact us at Sodshow on Twitter. That's probably the best way, or info@sodshow.com. Myself, Brian Green, would like to thank the whole team for putting this show together for the last 3 years. Here's to the future. Good afternoon.